Infrastructure. Nakuru City, in collaboration with the Kenya Urban Road Authority, KURA, is developing an engagement plan to improve and maintain access roads in the city. City Manager Mr. Gitau Thabanja engaged KURA officials in a bid to identify key areas of collaboration, and the team agreed on the need to harmonize the non-motorized master plan and improvement of roads within residential areas to bitumen standards. This, Thabanja noted, would complement the beautification projects already put in place by the county government. Thabanja told the delegation led by Elijah Orwa that the county government had set aside substantial budget estimates for the construction and maintenance of the roads network in the county in its pursuit of urban regeneration. He indicated the need to enlighten citizens on the critical role of infrastructure development even as public participation is undertaken. Good roads, he noted, were not just for easy movement but also to increase value of properties and enhance accessibility. Nakuru City Manager Gitau Thabanja. Thabanja further said that views of residents were very important in guiding all the infrastructural developments as they were the major beneficiaries. Residents know what projects need to be prioritized and therefore we take their views very seriously as an administration. By listening to them, our projects continue to meet their evolving needs, the city manager indicated. Nakuru County has also constructed stormwater drains in order to deal with the perennial flooding that was witnessed in the past. This has greatly improved the draining of rainwaters within the CBD and its environs. According to the Nakuru County Integrated Plan 2023-2027, the infrastructure subsector has already constructed an additional 34 kilometers of new drainage system. KURA undertook to strengthen the partnership with city management, optimize resource allocation, and create a well-connected, safe, and sustainable urban road network that benefits everyone. Thabanja said good roads also contribute to the security of residents and singled out areas such as Free Area and Kiritina, where security had greatly been enhanced through the tarmacking of the access roads. This, he noted, had also led to increased economic activities and smoother traffic flow. The improved road network has also contributed to a better standard of living due to reduction in congestion as a result of the upgraded roads and construction of the non-motorized access roads. Pedestrians no longer have to fight for space with vehicles and motorbikes as they have their walkways along all busy roads. This has also enhanced their safety. Thabanja assured Nakuru residents that the county government would continue engaging them to establish their needs even as they undertake the development projects. The city manager acknowledged the views of residents on the need to improve street lighting and creation of more cycling lanes and have an assurance that these views would be incorporated in future projects.